You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Scott Sullivan, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. A lot of you know me as Sales with Sully, but today is Mind Your Own Business Day. And why do we do this? Every single week, I bring you some of the greatest entrepreneurs, CEOs, founders, managers, people that are out there every single day making an impact on the world. And every single day, they are saying, hey, there's a way to make this world better, and I'm going to be leading the way. And today is no exception. I have an outstanding young lady with us today that is just, I am so excited to have her on the show. I am so excited about the topics that we're going to talk about today because it's all about joy. It's about living your life in your way, finding your joy. And I know there's a lot of talk about that. Oh, be happy and all the other things. But we have a lady here today, the CEO of Live Joy Your Way, Kamini Wood. Welcome, Kamini, and thanks for being on Mind Your Own Business today.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, I am super excited. We finally got you pinned down and your busy schedule, and we got you on as a guest, and I am so excited to talk about it. So, CEO and founder of Live Joy Your Way, which is I love the title. I just love the simple fact is that it's empowering. It just to hear somebody say, Scott, live joy your own way. Live it your way. How did this come about? And tell us a little bit about you.
Well, Live Joy Your Way came about from my own personal experiences. I am a recovering people-pleasing perfectionist. And one of the things that I learned was letting go of living to other people's expectations. So finding your own joy, defining it for yourself is what my mission is. It's to help people truly figure out what makes them happy, what makes them smile, define that for their unique self. And therein lies the term Live Joy Your Way.
That is so cool. I am so excited to dig into this today and talk a lot about that. So before we get started, most of my listeners know this. Everybody, you know, if you're a first-time listener to Mind Your Own Business, welcome. We're so glad you're here. If you will go down to the bottom of the page and hit that little subscribe button wherever you find your podcasts, wherever, if you're listening live on Inspired News Radio, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. But if you're a first-time listener or you're a long-time listener, we are so glad that you're here and you're back with us today. All of my listeners know that we like to dig into the origin story. We like to find out, you know, sort of where did you come from? How did you find, you know, your path? How did your feet get onto this path? I know, you know, today we're going to talk about that you're an international best-selling author, which is fantastic. You're certified in, oh my gosh, you've got so many initials after your name. It's like an alphabet soup. It's fantastic. All of the information that you have accrued over the years. But when did the young Kamini decide, you know, first of all, kind of walk us through that people-pleasing phase, and when did you decide to break through, and how did your feet get on this path? Take us back a few years and let us know how that happened.
I'll take you back several years. I am a first-generation American, so I grew up in a small town in Connecticut. My family was one of two Indian families in a predominantly white community, if you will. And so I needed to figure out ways to fit in. And what that meant for me was making sure that I didn't make any waves. It meant, honestly, people pleasing. If there were friends who needed something, I made sure that I kind of catered to what they needed. I worried about other people's happiness. I made sure that I was doing well in school. I followed all the rules. I didn't stand out in class. I wanted to kind of, you know, blend in. I didn't want to stick out more than I already stuck out on a physical perspective. Granted, also my name is Kamini, which is a very strange name, if you will. So it was yet another level of trying to figure out, okay, how do you blend in? How do you not stick out? How do you make sure that people are happy with you? And so it became ingrained at a very early age. And it's funny because one would say, oh, that's a negative. And I would say, you know, sure, I had my moments as I went through my self-transformation process of thinking, I really wish I wasn't like that. But the truth be told, all of that is part of my journey, which has led me here. So I actually embrace it now. I embrace all of those people-pleasing tendencies, the perfectionist tendencies, because it's taught me so much about how those aren't negatives. You can manage them and you can use them to your benefit, and you can live a very healthy and joyous life, really. Anyway, I grew up in this small town, Connecticut, you know, went on the traditional path of school, got married, and my husband wanted to start a law practice. And I said, yes, let's do it. Let me support you. Helped him manage that firm for 13 or 14 years. And then in the process, I also became a mother, not just a mother of one. I'm actually a mother of five. So my oldest is 18 and my youngest is 6. And truthfully, it was becoming a mother that really became my catalyst. And I say that because when I started to see my children also show these people-pleasing tendencies and start to stress out about making sure that their friends were happy with them, or that they started to show signs of wanting to do well in school for my benefit, and it was less about themselves, it was a wake-up call. It humbled me. It made me realize, oh my goodness, if I don't break the cycle of constantly living to other people's expectations and constantly trying to please them, my kids are going to continue the cycle, and then they'll continue it with their kids. So it was really an awakening. I ended up at that point going through the self-transformation process of re-identifying what are my core values, what are my needs, what are my wants, recognizing that over the years I had gone away from setting boundaries of what my needs were. And so I went through this process of relearning all of that and rewriting who I am and my identity. Like I my roles are set. I have several roles. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, but I don't have to identify myself through the roles that I play, that I have an actual identity based in my core values. So that was really the background of my story. From there, as I went through that self-transformation, it was this real calling in my heart center that said, there are other people who struggle with this. There are other people who are high achievers and who feel that they're constantly juggling 8,000 things. And oh my goodness, if I drop one of those balls, I'm going to be a failure, or I'm going to let somebody down, or they're going to be mad at me. Or if I by chance say no to them, somehow there's guilt or shame involved in that. And those are the people that I realize that those are the ones that I want to reach out to. Those are the ones that I want to support and to help them find their way back to their authentic self. And that brought me to where I am today. I went through my certification process. I didn't just certify as a life coach. I also went through a teen life coaching certification so that I can actually work with teens. And I also went through a wellness certification. So because we all know that mind and body are intertwined. And so for me, it was understanding the combination of the two. So I made sure that I was rounded enough in my education so that I felt that I could fully serve individuals.
Wow. So there's a lot there we need to unpack. That is so, first of all, it's fantastic that you found that. I'm absolutely just blown away that you started to see the behavior being transferred into your children, and you decided you wanted to model a different behavior because you didn't want to pass that on. I'm right now in my mind going through, I know literally hundreds of people that are struggling exactly. I mean, exactly the way you described it. People pleaser is just way too broad of a term. It's understanding. Everybody knows that. But I love what you said when you said that by saying no, there was shame and guilt in that. Oh my gosh, there are so many people that I know that can't say no. And the reason they can't is because of whatever that's happening internally. But I never equated that with shame and self-loathing and all the other things that by saying no to somebody, because it's like not being an addict, right? It's like if you're struggling with something as an addiction and somebody walks by and just says, oh, just get your act together. They're like, oh, they have no idea what you're going through. And now I don't have any idea what those people are going through, but I can see how it's been manifested in their lives. And I can see how that, finding their own joy. I love where you're coming from on this. And I love the fact is that you're doing it in the adolescent years before it gets ingrained. So can you take 2 minutes and just explain to me and all the other laymen in the world the difference between this term that we hear all the time that, codependency or enabling or those words that we've heard, those buzzwords, and how that, translates into, are we on the same path or are they parallel paths slightly in a different lane? What are those words that we hear so often now in the mental health field and addiction and all that? Are those overlaps with what you're doing?
Yes, actually, I do a lot regarding and around codependency, because what happens is when we are living to those external expectations and we're living for that external validation, what in turn happens is we become codependent on the approval of others, or we become codependent on their feelings and their thoughts. And what codependent really means, if you think of two circles, it's where they're overlapping completely. And what I try to explain to people is what we're aiming towards, especially in our relationships, is let's make those circles intertwined, whereby each person has an independent state. They've got their own identity. They are anchored in their personal values, because our values are our own. They're not dependent on somebody else's. You can have similar values to somebody, but they are extraordinarily personal. And so in terms of codependency, what I try to move people towards is this concept of interdependence, where in relationships, you are intertwined with each other. So there's a section that's the overlap, which is the us, which is the how we interact with one another, how we feel about each other, what we do together, those types of things. But then there's the part of the circle that is still on its own, where each person is still their own individual person. They have their own thoughts and feelings. And they also, their validation comes from that section. Their validation and their self-worth is very internal. It's an inside out a process versus trying to constantly validate and get your self-worth from an external place, whether it be a human or, some accolade or some title that you have at your job. That validation needs to be internal.
Wow. That is okay. So that makes so much sense now. I mean, that is like, that's like, removing the fog from your brain, because now having somebody explain it that way, and then you go, okay, I know exactly. Now all of a sudden it's like, I can see the shoreline from, there was a fog bank and now I can see the shore. I can see the rocks and I know where the safe harbor is now. And that's I don't want to mix my metaphors and analogies there, but it's so cool, because I'm starting to see the fog lift and understand because this behavior, this feeling, this was, I don't know if I want to say you're born with it, right? But this was ingrained in you obviously at a very, very early age, because I don't think that, I don't know, maybe you're the expert, you tell me, but it's I get this tendency to think that I don't just wake up at 50 years old one day and go, you know what? Today, I think I'm going to be a people pleaser and I'm just going to do everything and say yes. It feels like that this is manifests itself early. And then as you transition from childhood, adolescence to young adulthood, it can manifest itself in a variety of other ways. Stress in your life, self-loathing, you know, all of a sudden, you know, not sleeping, which then exacerbates the, you know, I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about how many times was I worried about, you know, tomorrow's event or tomorrow's something. And it wasn't about me and my performance. It was about whether I was going to be accepted by the group or by the people, or if I was going to do good enough to be part of that organization. And those different stresses manifest themselves in a crazy, crazy different ways. And it was all based back to exactly what you were talking about. And that is getting back into that, those circles of who am I, you know, who am I trying to please? Not me, somebody else, right? I mean, are you seeing that happening?
Well, yeah. And back to your point of these things get ingrained. Yes. When we're young, we're getting messages all the time, you know, especially between the ages of 5 and 7, we're just absorbing and we're interacting. And, you know, it goes to this concept too, which is an aside of how we parent. One of the things that I've been working with a couple people on recently is being more cognizant as parents, because what happens is we project onto our children. So as children, we see our parents as these all-knowing beings. And so they're giving us messages. And we're also taking cues in from our social atmosphere. And so those things are being imprinted on us. And that's how we start to develop our own thoughts and the patterns, and not just mindset patterns, but behavior patterns, how we react to things. And those build these neural pathways in our brain. And so as we get older, those are the patterns that we know, and they get more and more, they get deeper as you get older. And you're right. As you start facing stressors in life, it becomes harder and harder to get out of those patterns, and those messages just get deeper and deeper. And so unless you're willing to sort of stop and say, I need to break this pattern because it's not working for me, and really do that self-assessment, you know, it just keeps going on and on. And you're right in terms of sleeping, for instance. If you don't sleep well, it's going to exacerbate and show up in different ways. What I've learned is that your physical health is very entwined with your emotional health. A lot of people that I speak to that are starting to feel stuck or feeling, you know, this the weight of the world is on their shoulders, that if they drop a ball, something is going to fall apart. They're going to fail somebody. Somebody's going to be upset with them. The people who are feeling that they can't get it right, that they constantly are messing up, those people then start seeing it in their physical life as well. They start having aches and pains where they used to not. They don't really have as much energy. Some of them start, you know, dealing with migraines and headaches. You know, it manifests itself in so many different ways. So yes, wow. It does start from an early age. And then and that's why I've really started working with the teens, because there are so many stresses on our teenagers today, because they're getting hit with familial stresses, social stresses, stresses from school, like teacher classes. There are all of these projected ways of saying that they're successful based on what college they get into. You know, then of course you add in sports and wanting to play varsity, and if you don't earn a letter, you know, somehow you're not good enough, or, you know, student government. And then of course you've got social media, which portrays these perfect worlds, when we all know that the picture you see on Instagram is not necessarily what's happening behind the scenes. So unless we start addressing that with our teens, then we get to the 30s and 40s where it's still there. It's still not dealt with. And now you've added in a marriage, you know, and so you can only show up in your relationship from a healthy place. So if you're not in a healthy place, you're not going to be able to show up in your relationship it from a healthy place, and therefore the relationship will start to suffer. You know, when you're at your job, if you're not healthy on the inside, how are you going to show up in a way that you get to keep growing within your work, within your work environment? You know, the relationships with your friends will start to suffer. So it's exponential. So if we don't start addressing this and start working from inside out, it just keeps exponentially going down the wrong path.
Wow. Well, today our guest is Kamini Wood, and she is the CEO and founder of Live Joy Your Way. She has got some real world examples, some real world things that are happening. She talks about today coming from this place of being a people pleaser and how she founded this company and all of the certifications and the best-selling international author that she is and all of the ways that she has helped to change the world every single day. All because of this feeling, this understanding that when we were younger, being taught that, you know, we need to, you know, be a people pleaser, be that person that is hard to say no or doesn't say no to outside stimulation and to those people that say, hey, can you do me a favor? And the answer is always, of course, yes. So if you're just joining us today, it has just been an absolute fantastic ride up to this point, talking about, you know, where Kamini came from, how she grew up in Connecticut, and what brought her to this path. And now I want to kind of just turn it over to the next page, just turn the page and talk a little bit about, you know, the difference between what you're doing as a certified life coach, a certified teen coach, and this string of certifications that you have that you're helping people with. And how is that different, you know, from a real world standpoint? And I'm not taking anything about, I'm not taking anything away from talk therapy or all of those other things. But my understanding talking to you and getting to know you over the past few weeks is, this is real world tangible tools. People walk in and talk to you and they walk out with a toolbox. And if it's not 10 years of talk therapy, it's not, you know, so explore that just a little bit with us and tell us how this is a little different than, and again, I'm not taking anything away from therapy. I'm just saying is this is, and again, I don't want to make it sound like it's easy because you still have to put in the work. But how is it different? How is what you do different?
Yeah, I too want to echo that I would never take anything away from therapy. Therapy has actually been super helpful for me. Yeah, of course. And there's definitely a place for it. What coaching does, the distinction really is it's diagnosis versus decision. So in therapy, there's more of a diagnosis. There's a delving into root causes of a problem or an issue. And there's a lot of work on past. Coaching is, okay, you are here. You are in this place right now. This is the juncture. We may kind of dabble in trying to figure out some of how you got here. You know, what's the past that kind of led up to that? But we don't stay sort of in that realm. We start to work on, okay, you're here and where do you want to go? And my job as the coach is to co-collaborate. It's to meet you exactly where you are currently and then walk with you to where it is that you want to go and go at your pace. So some people, you know, they're ready to run. And so we'll run together. And some people need to go a little bit slower and we're going to go a little bit slower. That's why I say my coaching is very customized in that sense. And then I do have different tools that I use with people. And again, it's not every tool is going to work with every single person because we are all so unique. So it's having so many different tools at my disposal that then I can share with my clients. And it's not, we talk once and then we don't do anything. The way that my coaching works when you sign on as a client with me is there's work in between sessions. So there's a constant moving forward that we're propelling you to continue moving forward. So at the end of when you're done coaching, you are ready to run and you're ready to move towards those goals that you've set up for yourself during our time together. So it's really working towards, you know, your present and then where you want to take that. So that's how I would describe the difference between the two. A great example that I think somewhat will give it sort of exemplify what I'm talking about is, you know, a lot of teen girls today, they suffer eating disorders. Well, that you do need therapy for. You need to work with a doctor on that, and you need to go through the process of going through that, you know, working through and having therapy for that. And it's really important to pay attention to that and make sure that we are addressing those health concerns. Then there you get to the end, and sometimes you need support to move forward. Okay, now where do I go? How do I manage the other stressors in my life so that I don't necessarily, you know, go backwards? And so as a coach, I have come in and worked with those girls who have gone through the therapy and now they're ready to move forward. And we figure out ways to manage the other stressors and the other things and the other places where overwhelm and anxiety are coming into play. And we work through those together. And so it propels them forward so that they can keep moving forward and they don't end up going backwards.
That's fantastic. That is a perfect explanation. And I'm sure that all of our listeners right now are out there going, that makes so much sense. I've got it. So, you know, my coach is running alongside of me or walking or whatever speed or pace. And my therapist is, you know, delving into the deeper, you know, positions and working on the psyche, you know, some of the root cause issues back when I was a child or whatever. But my coach is giving me the tools and the programming that I need right now to, you know, you said earlier, if you're, you know, the first thing is if you're in a rut and you're digging a ditch, stop digging. You know, if you can't get out by yourself, go get some help and somebody will help lift you out of that rut. You know, right. So that's the first thing I think of when I think of the coach. So that's the visualization that I have. That is so fantastic. I so appreciate that. So then let's talk about now, you know, what are the, you know, give us, there's always like these, you know, these acronyms and these mono, you know, these mono tools that we use that say, you know, it, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, what are the things that I should be looking at in my own, when I look in the mirror and I say, I do that self-assessment, what are the 3 or 4 things that I should be looking for, or the questions that if I answer yes to, then I should pick up the phone and call, you know, Kamani Wood, because I have, Kamani is there for me to help. But how do I determine, you know, what are the things that I should be looking for in my own life? And I know there are some that are super obvious, right? Because you've got the word joy in the name, but not every day is joyful. Even if you're healthy, even if you have a healthy mental attitude and a healthy physical attitude, not every day is joyful. So we're not talking about having a bad day. Right. So what are the things that I should look for, and what are the things our listeners should go, okay, that makes sense. Now I need to call Kamani. So what are the things we should be looking at?
When there's a pattern of feeling stuck, when there's a pattern of feeling there's this weight that you're carrying around that you can't get rid of, when there's a feeling of not enoughness, that what you do is not good enough, that stress and overwhelm of I can't get it all done, I'm never going to get it all done. Those are mindsets that you will recognize if you stop and you assess. Those are mindset and behavior patterns that need to be addressed, because if they don't, it goes back to that cycle where you're just going to keep spinning, and eventually, you know, your body will start to give out. You're mentally going to get tired. And if you have children, they're going to pick up on those behavior patterns. And guess what? They're going to recycle those same behavior patterns. So you're right. It's not that you have one bad day and you're like, oh, I need to go find a coach. No, it's when you start to really stop and you slow down and you say, okay, I don't feel like I really know. I don't really feel like I know exactly what I want to do. I feel this overwhelm that I can't kick. That's when you probably need to say to yourself, all right, well, how can I help myself? You know, we're really quick, especially as moms. We're so quick to, buy something for our kids, or the house needs something and we'll go buy it, or, you know, even invest in that cup of coffee at your local coffee store. But we don't want to invest in ourselves, our mental health. But what we need to realize is by investing in that and taking the time to work on that, it will exponentially affect the rest of our lives, whether at work, with our family members, with our friends. It it pays tenfold just in terms of how you show up. Suddenly you go from the feeling of stress, overwhelm, tiredness to being able to be present and remember the experiences that you're having. Because when you're in such autopilot and you're not really present and experiencing life, you will, if you stop and ask yourself, you know, what did I do this last summer? And you really can't close your eyes and remember and really sense memories, for instance, in all five of your senses, like close your eyes and think of a time that you spent with your kids or spent with your spouse and really recall it. That's an indication that, you know, maybe you weren't as present as you could be. And then you need to ask yourself, do I want to be more present in my life? And those are the questions that'll lead you to, you know, whether or not coaching is right for you.
That's fantastic. Thank you so very much for that. So now, if you are listening to the sound of our voices somewhere in the world right now, all over the world, through Inspired News Radio, through wherever you get your podcasts, if you are listening to this live or if you're listening to it through one of our many channels of podcasting, then you need to do that. You need to take that moment of self-reflection and a little bit of self-assessment. I absolutely know that Comedy right now is more than willing to have that phone call and let's do an assessment and find out, you know, where, if what her, what she brings to the table, you know, helps and becomes beneficial for you and your family. But you have to start somewhere. So let's start with the website, right? It's called It's Authentic Me. It's just like it's spelled, It's Authentic Me, www.itsauthenticme.com. That is the website where you can find information. The founder and CEO of Live Joy Your Way, Kamini Wood, is our guest today. And Kamini, tell us a little bit about now, how do we engage with you? Do you take everything through the website? Do we do social media? How, as in our busy lives and when we want to reach out and figure out what the next steps are for getting a little bit more joy in our life, how do we get a hold of you?
I'm very accessible. You can feel free to visit the website, which again is itsauthenticme.com. I am on Facebook, which is facebook.com/itsauthenticme. On Instagram, instagram.com/itsauthenticme. Or via email, contact@itsauthenticme.com. My website also has my phone number, so you can feel free to give me a call. I feel that I try to be as accessible as possible because I do know that in our busy lives, sometimes sending an email is a little bit easier than necessarily a phone call. I also have an online calendaring system, so if it's easier just to book the call directly from the calendaring system, that works as well, which there's a link on my website to just click that button and it takes you right to the calendar.
Wow, that's fantastic. There is no reason to put it off to any longer than today. You have all of those options. It'sauthenticme.com, all kinds of tools and resources there. Make sure you read through. I have been to the website many times. It talks a lot about females. It talks a lot about kids. It talks a lot about, you know, coaching those teens. And there's a big focus, it looks like, in your practice and in your business, there's a big focus on the female side, but that does not exclude us men, right? You're still taking men as your clients?
Oh, definitely. Yes, and also teen boys. I know that there's a huge focus on women because that's where I started. You know, again, personal story is gonna take you. I mean, you're gonna teach what you know. However, being a mom of boys, and my oldest son is 16, I have been experiencing a lot of the teen boy issues that happen, and so absolutely, everybody needs it. High achieving isn't just relegated to women.
Well, I am certainly glad to hear that because I think it's too late for me. But one of these days, I'd like to be a high achiever. That'd be fantastic. So I also have another question. I know we talked early. First of all, Kamini Wood, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it so much. Mother of five, international bestseller, a string of certifications that looks like alphabet soup after your name. That is so fantastic. You are so accomplished. I can see right now, immediately after just spending the last hour with you, why your practice is so full, why there are so many people on a wait list to try and get a hold of you, because you are just absolutely an expert in your field. You are so exactly spot on. You're very succinct, you're very clean, and, you know, willing to help. And it's just, I am just absolutely flattered and in awe that you've taken an hour of your life to come and be a guest on Mind Your Own Business. I can see why you are literally changing the world, you know, one teen boy or one teen girl at a time, along with all of the parents that you're helping and pulling into, step into the joyful light that is what your life can be through coaching, through being a part of that. So thank you so much for being here. I am so excited, but I do have to ask the one question that I thought was so funny. You talked about your husband starting a law firm. I've got to know, is it easier to manage five children or five lawyers?
Definitely the five children.
So fantastic. I just can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you coming and being a part of our day today. If you have any questions, if you are listening to the sound of my voice right now and you have any questions, comments, anything else, if you're feeling like you need a little more joy in your life, if anything that you've heard today is resonating with you, then of course you can always go to itsauthenticme.com, which is Kamini's website. But of course you can go to inspirednewsradio.com. You can click on the show host, which is me, my little smiling face there, and you can click on this show, and as part of the show notes and part of the page that we put up, there will be a photo of Kamini there. There'll be all of her links, how to get a hold of her, all of the information about this show, all of her contact information, her website, and all will be listed there. And if you ever just, you can't, for whatever reason, none of that works, you can literally just find me on social media or Kamini on social media and send us a direct message. Or if nothing else is working, go to Inspired News Radio. There's a form at the bottom of the page. Fill it out and say, hey, I was trying to get a hold of Kamini. I couldn't remember exactly how to do it. Could you send me her contact information? And we gladly will. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We are so blessed and so thankful that you have taken time out of your absolute packed schedule, not only your professional life, but the fact is just raising a whole bunch of kids from 18 to 6. Wow. You're already a superhero. It's no wonder you have to be in finding more joy in your life, because you've got three full-time careers going simultaneously. This is that's fantastic. So thank you for being here today. Let us know when you're going to be back in the neighborhood, because we'd love to have a follow-up. I'd love to find out more about what's happening in the next decade as we move forward, and what's happening in your world. And also let us know when you get your next book done, because we'd love to help you promote it right here on Inspired News Radio.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Inspired News Radio. I'm Scott Sullivan. I am your host of Mind Your Own Business. And every single week, we bring you some of the greatest CEOs, some of the greatest resources, managers, people that are doing some really cool things. And we like to, you know, bring this information to you. If you have somebody that should be a guest on Mind Your Own Business, please go to Inspired News Radio and fill out the form and say, I know somebody that is inspiring the world one person at a time, and they would be a great guest on Mind Your Own Business. We're always looking for great guests. Thank you so much for that. And if you have any other information that you want to share with us, you can find us on all the social media platforms. Of course, we go by INR, Inspired News Radio, on most of our social media platforms, and you can find us. And every week, I say the same thing as we sign off, and I'm going to say it again today. Mind your own business, because nobody else is going to. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business, right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.